Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Grow up, because I'm hyped about my squad with a big game tonight.
You know, I read an article.
It's a big game.
I think it was on ESPN. Why the Giants might be the worst 2-0 team of all time.
why are you coming with pessimism today?
I'm not. Well, I'll tell you why. I was hopeful that Micah Parsons would miss the game, and now it looks like he's playing.
Okay.
That's why I'm coming with a little pessimism.
All right. Well, our O-line needs to hold up.
Yeah.
But let's go, Andrew Thomas.
They haven't made an O-line that's going to hold up to Micah Parsons, and that ain't this one either, trust me.
All right. Well, there are other ways to win games.
Saquon, come on,
let's
Saquon.
Go.
Here's the problem.
We have a defense too, Max.
I know, that's right.
We have a defense too.
The Giants defense, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, is good. And, or you know, that could be something that can work. The O-line pass protects better than they block for the run, though, Jay. You know what I mean? It's just the matchup isn't going.
It's a good matchup. Cooper Rush versus Daniel Jones on a Monday night thriller, right?
That's what they were hoping for, like Mahomes, Brady, or Cooper Rush, Daniel Jones. Either one.
No, but it's New York versus the Cowboys. You have to get rid of Cooper Rush and get rid of Daniel Jones. And just think logo, franchise, history.
Right.
You think about all those sort of things. In fact, coming up at 8:30, we're going to have Super Bowl MVP O.J. Anderson joining us, the Otis,
yeah.
O.J. Anderson. And then later on, we're going to have the great Charles Haley, who played for the Niners as well as the Cowboys, five-time Super Bowl champion, joining us at 9:10. So that's more about Giant Cowboys this tonight, right? Troy Aikman and Buck in the booth. Not about no damn Daniel Jones or Cooper Rush.
It's not about Daniel Jones, Cooper Rush. It's also not about the NFC East. Eagles going to win the East. These two teams are playing to see who's going to come in second place. That's what it looks like to me.
Yeah, but if you're a Giants fan, we're ahead of schedule.
We're ahead of schedule.
Yeah, I don't know that you're ahead of schedule.
Well, to be 2-0 already?
I don't know that this team is ahead of schedule.
Ahead of schedule means buying into a head coach in which you believe in.
Yeah, he went for it.
I didn't see us buy into our recent head coaches before.
Correct.
This feels different to me. I'm not saying it's going to equate to them finishing second, but that's a major move in the right direction.
They're different than Joe Judge. It's a different the way they approach it. Things are different. Ahead of schedule is Cincinnati Bengals. They were young and not expecting to do a whole lot. This is an evaluation period, much like the Chicago Bears is for that organization. You're trying to evaluate. And along the way of evaluating, you say, oh, we can pick up a win. We can do that.
How many wins could they pick up?
I think I told you they were probably a 7-win team.
7 wins, Jay. 7-10 this year, to me, would be a little ahead of schedule. I agree.
Are the Dolphins
because
ahead of schedule?
They ripped it all down and build it back up.
The Dolphins are not ahead of schedule. The Dolphins aren't ahead of schedule because the Dolphins went out and upgraded a lot of different positions. They went out and got receivers and tackles.
Okay.
And so they're not ahead of schedule, so to speak. Nice try, Jason.
I mean, but
they stockpiled draft picks when they traded Minka Fitzpatrick.
Wait a second. I understand that. We did, in the last hour, we all kind of had a consensus that we thought the Eagles and the Dolphins were the two best teams in the NFL right now. Considering where the Dolphins finished last year, I think that's being a little bit ahead of schedule.
Well, I'll say
it's
this.
A little bit ahead of schedule.
Here's the thing about, if they wind up the best team in the AFC, yes. But the Dolphins have been building. Like, this is it's been building and building and building the last several years. The defense has stayed the same.
Absolutely.
They've been putting pieces together.
He's got a new head coach, and
they
weren't sure that Tua was even the guy.
If they would have kept Brian Flores, they'd be in the same position now as they were under Flores.
Right.
Nothing would have changed.
Because the defense was lights out. I don't know about that.
Because
what Mike McDaniels has done with the offense, man, he's lifted the offense. Like, the speed and the way he's utilized the speed. And with Tua,
that's true.
Brian Flores was not a believer in Tua as much.
Yeah, but they wouldn't have. If they would have moved on from Tua, they would have got a better quarterback in this situation. Jay, the defense
a better
was
quarterback than Tua?
Yeah, that's
impossible.
Who are they going for?
I got you on that one, right? Yeah, impossible, Jay. How could they ever get a better quarterback than the great
you guys are finally
Tua?
Coming around.
He's the greatest quarterback to ever lace them up.
I'm glad you're finally seeing it.
Outplayed Bill Belichick, Lamar Jackson, and Josh Allen.
I don't know if he really outplayed Josh Allen, but
he didn't outplay. He didn't outplay Lamar Jackson.
I'd say your team got to win.
But you know what? Here's the thing: as you say with Justin Fields, but as long as you win, Tua did after throwing a pick in the fourth quarter.
Yeah,
threw four consecutive touchdown passes. I see what that says a lot to me. Game on the line, he came through.
He won. You can't say anything about him being 3-0 and they're winning. However, they're winning, and that's all that really matters in the end.
And, I wouldn't call it ahead of schedule.
You're not ahead of schedule,
because he's in year three, Jay.
He's in your
ahead of schedule, Jay.
Do any of you guys think that we were going to have conversations about Miami being the best team in the NFL this year?
No, but I did think they would compete.
Compete for the
AFC East, which is very competitive.
Compete, but we still thought the Bills are by far the cream. I still think they are, but all I'm saying is that is ahead of schedule.
I think three weeks in.
If they wanted the best team in the NFL, then yes,
three weeks in, Jay. That talk to me in week 10 about
talking about right now.
Yeah, they are one of the best teams in the NFL that shouldn't be 3-0.
Right.
It should be.
Agreed. But ahead of schedule is different. Okay. That would be like Joe Burrow in his first year, because he came off an injury in his first year.
They're ahead of schedule.
He made it to the Super Bowl. That's ahead of schedule.
That's an entire body of work. And they didn't start off great. They were like
Tua had a first year where he's in and out of the lineup, off an injury. And but he got plenty of starts. They had to pull him. Then the next year, he got a little better. Now this is the third year. Every year, they're putting pieces together. They bring in an offensive guru of the whole thing.
You just said the Giants are ahead of schedule.
The Giants.
You disagree with me.
No, the Giants are, because the Giants just basically were like, okay, we're starting over. That's not what Miami's doing.
It's the same team, though.
But Miami brought in a coach to try to get them over a hump. Giants brought in a coach because they were like, this ain't working.
They didn't really just bring in a coach. Some other things happened there for McDaniel to get the job.
Yeah.
The original question was, are the Giants
ahead of schedule?
Ahead of schedule?
Yeah.
No, they're not ahead of schedule. They're in an evaluation situation, and when you're evaluating, you say, we pick up a win here. Okay, cool. We can pick up a win. Oh, we look good here.
It's week three. You can't be ahead or behind schedule yet. We don't know yet. That's really what this comes down to, I think.
Look at all these. Look at the spread tonight. Dallas, 1-point favorite on the road.
By the way, you want to hear from Tua after the game?
Jay does, sure.
Of course.
Of course, he always wants to hear
from Tua.
Anytime
I hear from Tua.
Listen to this.
On the quarterback sneak, I kind of got my legs caught under someone, and then they were trying to push back, and then kind of felt like I hyperextended my back or something. And then on the next play, I kind of hit my back and kind of hurt, and then I got up, and then that's kind of like why I stumbled. My back kind of locked up on me. But for the most part, I'm good past whatever concussion protocol they had, so. I'm good.
Yeah, I believe him. I believe that he's good. If it was his back, it's his back. Again, when you get knocked to the ground and you hit your head, and everybody first thing people go, oh, and you wobbly, first thing come to mind is concussion. Not understanding that when you hit the ground, you've got to take your time to get up. When you pop up immediately, that blood rushes to your head. It's going to knock you down. And that's what happened with Tua.
Looks like the Dolphins have a shot, as we thought coming in, a shot at competing for the AFC East. Clearly so far, they're 3-0. The protocol sideline concussion assessment involves a six-step process. It tests the player for any, quote, no-go signs. A video review of the play, a review of the concussion signs and symptoms, an inquiry regarding the history of the event, all questions, and a focused neurological exam. If any element of the sideline assessment comes back positive or inconclusive, the player must be taken to the locker room for a full comprehensive review, accompanied by the team's best-suited physician and an unaffiliated neurological consultant. So are you
that was a mouthful.
Okay with him going back in?
Yeah, I am. Yeah. I'm fine with him, because the neurological consultant, along with the doctors and whatever trainers and things of that nature, you go through like this whole thing of tests, motor skills, all sorts of stuff. They ask you, obviously, do you remember where you're at? Who are you playing with? If he'd have said, I'm playing in Europe right now, then he can't go back in the game. Like, there's certain things that will tell you that, you know.
Unless they're in England.
Jeez.
Well, if they're in England, then he's playing in Europe, technically.
I feel like there are certain situations where I don't want my quarterback playing, i.e. yesterday, Justin Herbert. Like 5 minutes left to go in the game, you're down by a lot of points to the Jets. Why are you playing? Exactly. Brandon Staley, take him out. But in the middle of a game, when your quarterback
– against the rival who's
against
the best
rival
team in
your division, he says, I'm okay to go after he passes the protocol. Okay, let's go.
Josh Allen had something to say after the game, too, about the miscues that the Bills made.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. I missed the throw. That's what it came down to. Didn't make enough plays. And actually, they went that one back. We had the miscue and the bets. You know, I didn't get the snap before halftime, and I bobbled it, couldn't snap it or couldn't spike it. We would have gotten a loss of down. So I tried to spit one out there and get it out there, but just didn't play good situational football tonight. Our defense played very well.
Got a filthy throw here and there.
Think of the quarterbacks who went down this last weekend, who with losses. Josh Allen.
Patrick Mahomes.
Tom Brady. Patrick Mahomes. Justin Herbert. I mean, some good quarterbacks went down.
Herbert and Brady I knew were going to go down.
Right.
Those two I knew. I didn't think Josh Allen was going down. But then when I lose the secondary that – who was it? Was it Michael Hyde? Was it Michael Hyde or was it
Poirier? You pointed that out going into the game.
Yeah, they lose him. Mm-hmm. So now all of a sudden they got Young on the perimeter secondary.
With those two speed demons you're playing, yeah.
I just didn't see Buffalo getting an L. But I still think when you play them a second time around and you Buffalo, you're probably going to beat them in Buffalo. You're going to split. That's kind of what happens.
One thing we know for sure so far, Jets are coming in last in this division. Right? Unless they could be – don't let the Patriots come in last.
Look, in the fourth quarter, I mean, Josh Allen just – I mean, he grounds a ball that is literally – McKenzie's wide open. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a touchdown to put them up in this ball game. Mm-hmm. Like, it just grounds. It was just a bad throw. I mean, he literally bent to the ground – pissed off at himself that he missed McKenzie wide open. And then the way they mismanaged the game at the end, just getting out of bounds. Once again, this little play here, this little just run towards the sideline. I don't know, Key, why he tried to cut back in, and then the clock kept going, but they were out of timeouts.
Awareness. You have to know what's going on. All situationals, you have to know. And in that situation, clearly McKenzie didn't know. Something made him say, okay, let me try to pick up a couple extra yards instead of just going out of bounds and living to get to another day.
You know who statistically is the best quarterback in football right now?
Jalen Hurts.
Well, statistically, Lamar Jackson, who's first in quarterback rating, first in everything, third in rushing, the Dolphins, and had a great game against the Dolphins. Dolphins beat him. You know who's going to win MVP and everyone loved going into the season and was playing perfect? Josh Allen. The Dolphins just beat him. The Dolphins beat Bill Belichick week one. They are, I don't know if they're ahead of schedule, Jay, but they are looking good.
I want to see them go on the road, though.
Well, they're going on the road. Now they play against the Bengals.
I want to see them go on the road.
Thursday night, Bengals.
Yep.
Tua and Joe Burrow, Thursday. Amazon.
Who do you like?
Jay says Thursday, Amazon.
Jeremy Fowler, ESPN senior NFL reporter with us now. What's going on, Jeremy?
What's up, gentlemen? Good morning.
Hello.
Jeremy, what did you think about Tua coming back in the game after the injury?
Yeah, I was shocked. I mean, watching like everybody else, I thought of that Case Keenum incident back in, 2015 with the Rams where he was woozy on the field and then they put him back in. I mean, that was my first thought. And, you know, we got more explanation after the game with the back issue. But I think the NFL Players Union probably had the same reaction that I did, which is why they have initiated a review of this. And they're going to interview appropriate parties and review all documents and watch the tape and figure out if something was foul here. So chances are probably not because it's a back issue and it seems to be no issue neurologically. But the NFLPA and the NFL Management Council have to make sure of that over the next few weeks.
Another quarterback in the National Football League, Jeremy, has back issues. Jameis Winston and the New Orleans Saints are in trouble right now at the quarterback spot if he can't get healthy. Where are we at with his health?
So, Key, this is an interesting one because I'm told he's in a lot of discomfort and has been for the last couple weeks, and he's trying to play through it. He doesn't necessarily feel like it's affected his game, although it probably has. But, you know, I'm told even like getting in and out of a car right now has been tough because when you have fractures in your back, it's just something that some quarterbacks haven't really even played through, you know, a pretty severe injury. So, he's trying to gut it out. I know last week sitting out was at least discussed, either among him or the team. Just, you know, they're trying to weigh their options. You know, Jameis is a guy who has got the second chance in New Orleans, played well last year. You know, he feels like this offense is capable of a lot. So, you know, he wants to stick in there and try to figure this out. So certainly that's the plan right now. I don't sense any sort of change coming at the moment.
All right, Jeremy, big game tonight. Giants and Cowboys in New Jersey. Matchup. Yeah. Giants need to win. What do you think are the keys tonight, or what are you expecting between the Giants and the Cowboys?
For me, the key is, can Saquon Barkley keep this up? I mean, this is a guy who's had a troubled couple years on the field with injuries and production, and he comes out, and Brian Daboll's using him like 25 times a game out of the backfield. They're thrown back to like 1997 Giants, you know, back in the day, running the ball. So I love it. I want to see if they can keep it up, or if Dallas is going to stuff that run, if Daniel Jones is going to have to win the game and play quarterback. And that's sort of the issue, I think, when you have when you don't have an elite quarterback at your, you know, on your roster, you kind of have to give the ball to the running back. We see that league-wide. So, you know, if Dallas can force them to be one-dimensional and make Daniel Jones win and see the whole field and make the progressions and the right throws, that's what I'm watching for. Then you have Micah Parsons coming down on you off the edge, and so that could be a scary sight. But Michael Gallup, too, I'm told he's probably going to be a game-time decision, could make his debut for Dallas.
Jeremy, because of what you just said, it seems to me, and Parsons can play all over, right? Like, he's a middle guy, outside guy. He could do all kinds of stuff. If I'm the Cowboys, I'm having Parsons stuff the run. I have this weapon that I can use against Saquon Barkley. I'm not worried about Daniel Jones so much. Have you heard anything about that? Like, what is the idea with Parsons here, who, by the way, is playing, it seems, even though that was uncertain a day or two ago?
Yeah. Well, Dallas looks at him, Max, as a chameleon. He can really do whatever they want at any time they want it. You know, he can drop back into coverage. He can play the run. He can come up the middle and blitz. But, you know, it's funny when I do my, like, positional rankings over the summer and I talk to people around the league, they're like, he's not, you know, execs are like, he's not a linebacker. He's a pass rusher. Like, let him rush the passer. That's where he's best. He's going to get you a gazillion sacks a year if you just do that. So, more likely than not, he'll be off the edge a lot, and you can help from the run at that position and still try to sack Daniel Jones as much as possible.
Yeah, Jeremy, he's a whatever. I don't know what executives are talking about. You line him up wherever you can to get it done. Jeremy, so there was an incident going on in Kansas City between Eric Bieniemy and Patrick Mahomes, but it seems like Patrick Mahomes was a little ticked off about some play calling. But if Andy Reid is the guy actually calling the plays, Max, why in the hell is he mad at Eric Bieniemy? Can you tell me, Jeremy? Because I think Eric Bieniemy is the guy calling the plays and not Andy Reid. So help me understand this.
Well, the offense is Andy Reid's baby, but Eric Bieniemy, does relay the plays, and I think in a lot of cases does call them. Andy Reid has emboldened him in that way. It looked like at the end of the game, Andy Reid had taken off his headset, where Bieniemy still had the play sheet, still had the headset on him. He looked most engaged in that process that was going on over that last 10 to 15 seconds. And so, you know, Mahomes is going straight to him, trying to figure out what's going on. I thought that was actually telling more so of the Chiefs' process and Bieniemy's role than anything. And so this is one to watch to me. You know, I don't want to make a huge deal out of it, but there was believed to be a little bit of consternation back at the playoff game against Cincinnati last year, too, with the way things went at the end of the half. So they got to sort of figure out their operation in the final seconds leading into halftime. You know, they're a good team in making adjustments typically, but the end of the first half, it's happened twice now in the last four or five games.
But, Jeremy, what it looked like was Eric Bieniemy was like, oh, don't worry about it. We're just going to let this go to the half, where Patrick Mahomes wanted to score points. He wanted to put his team in position to get a field goal. So at the end of the day, when you look at it and you see that the Chiefs lost by three, granted, a lot of other things happened in this game. Kelce making a drop, you know, drop catch. Chris Jones and that taunting penalty. But these are the little things that come back to bite you when it's all said and done, right?
Yes, and it depends on your quarterback, right? If you have Patrick Mahomes, he's thinking, look, we got down the field in 13 seconds in the playoffs and got a field goal. And I know it's a different circumstance. And, you know, they were pretty far away. It wasn't much time. I believe they were out of timeouts, if I'm not mistaken. So there was a lot that had to shake right. But I think Mahomes is figuring, hey, trust me, I'll figure something out. I'll get us a quick 10-yard, 15-yard completion down the sideline, maybe, that we can get it out of bounds with 2 seconds left or whatever and kick a field goal. I think that was probably, his thinking. And so typically they are pretty aggressive in those circumstances. It was a little surprising that they sort of pumped the brakes there.
Yeah, what's the upside of not trying at least? What is the upside?
Well, ask Andy Reid. He was calling the plays.
Jeez, no. Andy Reid only gets the credit.
Yeah, but it's not like they were cooking, not you know? Like, it's not like they were tearing it up and were guaranteed. Like, something could go wrong, too. Like, I get the coaching standpoint.
But something could go wrong at any point in the game. You still run the offense.
Well, take that up with Andy Reid, Max.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm taking it up with Bieniemy. When something good happens, I'll go to Reid. the great Jeremy Fowler, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Jeremy, as always.
All right, Jeremy.
It's interesting.
Thanks, guys.
It really is interesting how that works, though.
Yep.
If something good happens, we'll pan to Andy Reid. If it's bad, it's Eric Bieniemy.
Well, it was the fact that they were arguing like that. The way it went down, it wasn't a good look.
Well, people always communicate that way in the NFL.
I get it. I get it.
There's no difference with any position with their position coach. Just look at Quinnen Williams and what he dealt with the New York Jets on the sideline, mm-hmm. defensive line coach, and him going back and forth in heated situations like that. It happens.
Just remember, guys, on this show, anything good happens, they got to go to come to camera has to come to me.
Yes.
If something bad happens,
it goes
to
me and Jace.
Yeah.
Got it.
All right. Look. By the way, you can join this conversation.
You're white about that.
Yeah, I'm white about that. That's true. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That's the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Eagles are the best team in the NFC East, pretty clearly.
Really, we have chimes now, Pat?
How close are my beloved New York football Giants?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
The Giants enter as short home favorites of -1. Oddsmakers I've spoken with report there's not much respected money involved, and pro bettors that have wagered on this game, it's actually fairly split. Both Dallas and New York have already pulled off upsets as about a touchdown underdog this year. I do lean Dallas, but I prefer under 39. I've been impressed with the Cowboys D, and I think that unit dictates this game.
I don't. You?
What?
Huh?
Yeah. Well, he had to edit. What's it called when they do the clean version?
I don't know.
Yeah. No. Clean version.
Yeah. Explicit lyrics. Yeah. Remember that whole thing? There was a whole time years, decades ago when there was a big controversy on records. They're going to put a sign that says "explicit lyrics" right
in the right-hand corner at the bottom.
Yeah.
Boy, it's not good.
If the children hear the wrong word, it's going to send them in a tailspin.
You know, it's hip-hop.
Oh, my ears!
Kids curse like sailors nowadays.
Oh, so, my God. Even back then.
Back then wasn't really.
Not in front of adults as much.
But now,
yeah,
you can forget about it. Because of the video. I have a 10-year-old son. He's playing the video game.
Yeah.
I heard him cursing.
Right.
So I went in. What the, You know, I had to curse
it. How are you doing?
Where did you get that bleepity bleep bleep language from? I don't know, Dad. Let me try and figure this one out. Sherlock.
Open up the door. Like, what the hell are you doing, man?
Yeah.
But I probably said some other stuff, too.
You know? Listen, for
and then
kids,
I did a silent threat and a stare.
Does the threat still work? Does the threat still work?
I don't verbally have to do anything.
You give looks for
sure. Yeah, I just look at him. It's a wrap.
You know what cursing is for kids? It's freedom. It's power, right? They get to when the adults aren't there, they get to flex a little.
You got
to
catch them on the games, though.
Yeah, right.
Be cursing and like, what are you doing? But you know, my kids are respectable at school and stuff like that. So I don't
locked in.
You know what I always tell my kids about cursing, because the language doesn't bother me.
Time and situation.
No, what I tell them is, look, doesn't bother me, but just be aware. If someone else hears you do that, maybe that mother's not going to want their kid to play with you if they hear that from you. Just be aware of, you know, that
and
kind
of
stuff.
What you think that mother doing with her kid? Just the nicest they buttoned up? Spoon to the left, spoon to the right, knife? No, they cursing too.
We got four-year-olds cursing.
And in fact, they probably cursing at their parents.
Yeah,
some of the people you know.
Yeah.
Well, I can't stand those kids,
where you
man.
Live, where yeah, you live, yeah. they're cursing where, at the parents.
Where you that's live at, Max, they cursing at their parents.
When your kids come home and they try you because their friend tries their parents, I'm like, yo, that ain't happening.
No, but my kids are the greatest as far as I'm concerned ever. They will tell. Like little Johnny. Oh, Dad, little Johnny is not. That's not it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so funny now because I see like who my daughters play with, and I never want the kid to be like me at that age. Like, that kid reminds me of me. Stay away from that kid. That kid's the nice kid. Hey, Keyshawn J. Willimax, you can join the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. So what are we expecting from, forget about Daniel Jones for a second, Cooper Rush tonight, Key?
I expect the same things that we saw him against Cincinnati. Just take care of the football. Make sure that the playmakers are doing their job and allow the defense to help them. I don't expect for the Cowboys to go out there and say, okay, Cooper Rush, this is your time to shine on Monday night. Everybody's watching. The world is watching. Troy Aikman's in the building. Joe Buck's in the building. It's on ESPN. Do your job.
Can I throw out a scenario for you for a second?
Go right ahead.
Let's say he plays at least as well as he did last week, and he has some positive plays, and he throws – in the end, three touchdowns, right? Doesn't turn the ball over.
Mm-hmm.
Remember what Jerry Jones said about quarterback controversy? Yeah. Remember how we were talking, if it happened to Kurt Warner, it could happen to anyone,
or,
right?
Or let's add in one. Steve Young the other day saying that Dak Prescott should pay attention to how Cooper Rush goes through his progressions.
Mm.
Just to add that caveat onto what you're about to
Dak, present. Add some caviar. Why not?
And Dak Prescott should pay attention to Cooper Rush going through his progressions, because it will help him when he returns to understand certain things that he may not see when you're out on the football field. It's always great when you can remove yourself, because when you're in it, it's
Perspective is different.
So you move yourself from the equation. Now you go, okay, I see what happened here. I see what happened there. There's nothing wrong with that.
You know how we always joke around and say less is more? I mean, that's everything for Cooper Rush, right? Less is more. Let your running game speak for itself, and when it comes down to plays that you have to make, you have to have the ability to make those plays.
What I'm asking is, what if more becomes a little more, right? Like,
that's so great. As I said to you, Friday.
That's what Jerry was. Even Jerry, the GM, misinterpreted what Jerry, the owner, said, because he was like, you have to, at a certain point, Jerry afterward tried to clean it up. He goes, saying that, hey, he hopes for a quarterback controversy. It means we're winning without Dak. He said, look, Jerry, the owner, sometimes, you know, hurts Jerry, the GM, and the GM tells the owner, stop talking. He was joking around, but guys, the fact is, what he really meant originally was, look, if we're winning, like you said, Key, if they're 4-0 without Dak, suddenly, you know, give it an extra week to heal.
You might need to give it an extra week. That's not a bad thing, though. If you're winning with your backup quarterback and winning at a high clip, what's the rush?
Why wouldn't you want that problem? Why wouldn't you want a quarterback controversy?
There really is no quarterback controversy. Because a guy makes $150 guaranteed money.
Kurt Warner had a big fat contract, as I recall. Mark Bolger just kept winning. Mark Bolger was setting the world on fire, just winning.
The money was different back then. It's different.
The percentage of the investment.
Yeah, it's a little bit different.
Brian in Connecticut. You're on with Keyshawn J. Willimax, ESPN Radio. You're on.
Brian, are you
not
there?
Not for long.
We can
trust
hear
me,
you
Brian.
Breathing,
I'm here.
Brian.
All right, there. Go.
I'm here. Hi there. I just wanted to say I've got, I think, the largest Keyshawn rookie collection in the world. I have over 200 Keyshawn Johnson rookie cards.
Wow.
I have also, I believe, five serial numbered one of one Keyshawn cards.
Wow. Hmm.
So you want, so the better Key does in the media too, the more those cards are worth.
They're not worth anything to him dead.
No, that's not true.
It's not about the value. I graduated from USC. I watched Keyshawn play at USC. And he went number one in the draft to the Jets, which has always been my team.
Whoa.
And because of that, I decided to collect Keyshawn cards.
Any NFTs? You have any Keyshawn NFTs?
Don't listen to Max. What's your favorite thing about Keyshawn?
Oh, guys, what is this?
His attitude.
Oh, yeah.
It's always been his attitude.
Yeah.
He was out there to win. He was out there to perform at his best every time he took the field. So it was always a joy to watch him. I was in the corner of the end zone when he caught the winning touchdown in the Rose Bowl and jumped up by the stands. It's always been his
it's a winner.
Performance on the field.
No, what about the Jets, though? What's their performance on the field?
Loser. Oh, sorry.
Well, yeah. Not you,
wait,
Matt.
No, I'm saying.
Let this man answer.
My grandfather bought 8 season seats to the New York Titans. And then the New York Titans got sold and moved to Shea Stadium. They changed the name to the Jets because a jet flies over Shea Stadium every 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. And they changed the colors to green and white because the new owner owned Hess Gas Station.
Should have stayed in the Titans.
So they changed it to the green and white of the Hess Gas Station. That's how long we've been Jet fans.
I mean, the Titans. Could you imagine there's a team in New York called the Giants? So someone goes, all right, we're even bigger than Giants. We're the New York Titans. Come on, guys. Come on. Anyway.
Well, thanks a lot, Brian. I appreciate
anti-jet.
It.
I'm pro-Giants.
Good talk,
I'm
Brian.
Anti-jet. Yeah, Brian. Yes, he See, loves I was
a
you,
good,
Key.
I was a good guy, man. I was a hard guy. See, I'm like, I got the Eric Bieniemy effect. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is not me. They did the wonderful things. And then it's me. It's a problem. He's a
no. You know what it is, Key? Let's be real for a second. What it is with you, the reason you got painted a certain way, so to speak.
Well, I got painted a certain way because I have black and...
Right. No. It's not...
Oh, my God.
I have a black dad and a black mom.
No. Right. But, right. But this is a real point I'm making.
So I'm really dark.
Is that if you are black and unapologetic and you stand up for yourself and you're not going to be pushed around... Like, you checked every box that people want from their NFL players. He plays to win. He doesn't care about his stats. Boom, 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 right down the line, right? But if you are unapologetically who you are, and that is not white, you are going to catch blowback.
Oh, it didn't matter. I didn't change my approach to anything, Max.
Right. That's my favorite thing about you, actually.
I eat good.
I have favorite things about you, too, Jay, but we're not talking about
you
right now.
I'm over here fine, man. Let's go to break.
I have to have a meeting about this after the show. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my goodness.
Has Jalen Hurts finally silenced his doubters?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Unbelievable.
What was unbelievable?
The Pro Bowl in Hawaii? Oh, my God, it was the best ever, Max. When I came into the league, the Pro Bowl was in Hawaii. You would play after the Super Bowl. You'd go over. Everybody goes to Super Bowl parties, do the whole deal, Super Bowl game. The morning of the Super Bowl game, if you were not in the Super Bowl Sunday morning, most people left that city and flew to Hawaii.
That's why they should do it in the same city as
no,
the Super Bowl.
No. They should do it after the Super Bowl back in Hawaii. It was the best. It was a vacation.
Right. Okay.
You go over
the
there.
Players, yeah,
it was a vacation. You go over there for a week, Jay, and you chilling.
Kick it, relax.
Kick it, the game, the first half of the game and second half of the game. It was a real game. Because everybody wanted to cover their cost of flying all their wives and their mistresses and everything else over there.
Wait, so you...
Jeez. It was, man, you know, when you young, Jay.
It's a lot of overhead.
But when you young and you at the Pro Bowl and you see it, you're like, well, wait a minute, man. I thought that was, well, none of my business, okay? It was crazy, though. It was the parties. It was just the best of the best. Like an NBA All-Star game.
You got bonuses for winning the game?
Winning the game, I think we, at the time we won, I think it was like 50K.
Okay.
You lost, it was probably like 25.
Can I give you an idea that it was either Coach Mackey, who's my daughter's basketball skills development coach at Steady Buckets, or Bill Wolf, who used to produce here at ESPN. And I took credit for it, of course. But here was the idea for the Pro Bowl, okay? Why not... You fly out all the players key to the Super Bowl city, have a big party in their honor, right? Like, you get to still party, but they don't actually play in the game. Here's who plays in the game. All the top college players, the Pro Bowl, all the draft picks, everything. There's have a real football game.
Their college season's over. They're getting ready for the pros. They can't get hurt. They got to get ready for the draft and everything. The great thing about it, though, the NFL is replacing the Pro Bowl with a Pro Bowl games featuring week-long skills competitions and flag football game. Mm-hmm. The rookie Pro Bowl when I came out in 1996 was in the sand. So you played in Hawaii in the sand.
Oh, that's dope.
A flag football game. But some,
Got hurt.
Robert Edwards got hurt. He basically had one of the most gruesome injuries.
Gruesome. Wait, write that one down. Gruesome is awesome.
Gruesome injuries you've ever seen before.
That was gruesome.
He combined gruesome.
Okay, we got to carry this over because y'all getting on my nerves. But it was it was ugly and terrible, almost ruined his career. He bounced back, played a couple years after that, but they canceled it since then. It was just like no more.
That's the problem. It's a dangerous sport to play, not for real.
No, it was fun, though. It was really cool.
Gruesome. We're back in 10 seconds.
Gruesome.
Gruesome.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Now we're on ESPNU. And by the way, you can click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to Live Radio. That's where you can find us. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. You can also join the conversation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Guys, has Jalen Hurts finally proven everything he needs to prove? What do we still – to me, he just got to keep doing this because, as you say, you got to see it consistently. But if this is Jalen Hurts, what we've seen now, that is an elite quarterback.
So let me ask you this, though, Max, and I'm going to ask you. So if we're seeing this, and he's 3-0, and he's doing it the way he's doing it, what do you think's going to happen?
I think he'll continue to do it.
He'll continue. He's not going to all of a sudden go, choom!
Yep.
Doesn't happen like that.
Yeah, sure.
But
the difference is guys like that versus like Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, the first time you put eyes on them, they were already there.
But he,
when you see a guy develop into
you're going
that,
to make me so damn mad.
It was true.
Because he was headed in that direction.
Yeah.
He was on a bad team.
No, Key, I'm not. I agree. You and I are on the same page of that. What I'm saying is it's different when you, for me, when I see a guy like Josh Allen or Jalen Hurts take step after step to get there. That's why I wonder, can they keep doing it?
This is what happened in all sports now.
Yeah.
Certain guys, when they come on the scene, it's like, you know, right away.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, it's all about LeBron James. That's not, and we talk about this all the time, that's not the case for everybody, right?
Yeah, sure.
But the progression that he's shown and how quickly he's done it, you can still get there just a different way, though, Max.
Sure, 100%.
There was nothing.
100%.
There was nothing that told me he wasn't, and I'll jump on the table. I'm the first to say it, good or bad. But there was nothing that he showed me that made me go, yeah, he ain't.
No, but wait, guys, we're talking about two different things. What I'm saying is, why do I need to see it consistently from Hurts, and you don't need to see it consistently from Mahomes or Herbert? It's not that I didn't need to see it from one of them and needed to see it from the other. It's that I've seen it from the other because they hit the ground running.
Well,
because they did it for several years.
So wait, Justin Herbert hasn't been to the playoffs.
But, Jay, from the very beginning, he was clearly cut above.
I agree with that. But Jalen Hurts took his team to the playoffs.
Agreed.
Like, so you kind of have seen it.
But Max,
you glossed over. Look, the numbers speak for itself with Herbert. I'm not diminishing that.
Yeah, but same thing with Hurts now.
But there's a will and there's a leadership factor that goes into it for Hurts.
Here's what I'm going to say to you, Max, because I'm going to get you to use it on this just in at 3. Right. We're handsome
2
guy.
PM.
The whole deal.
2 p.m. Eastern.
2 to 3, yeah.
6 p.m. Handsome.
If I drafted Jalen Hurts in the first round, and he's doing what he's doing now. But I took him in the first round, opposed to the second round. And I'm going to speak for you. You would not be thinking this.
Correct.
Don't allow where he was drafted to shape the narrative about what he is and what type of player he's going to be. And it happens all the time in this league where a guy goes lower.
Yeah.
And then
it's you don't give him the benefit of the doubt.
No, and
you
it's wrong.
If the high draft pick
so
does this, you
it's
give
so
him the benefit
wrong.
Of the doubt.
They still telling you in New York, Zach Wilson going to be Joe Namath.
Yeah.
They really are packaging it up and selling it to you to make you think they really got something. Like, stop. Not you, but, you know,
we
people.
Get it, yeah.
Yeah, it's just.
No, he is going to be Joe Namath. Joe Namath's like 80 years old now. And
but Jalen Hurts is there to stay.
Yeah.
They could start to look to do something else with those picks to help
think about that team.
Jay,
think about what Key just said. So they are already maybe the best team in the NFC, period. They have a great young quarterback who's like Josh Allen, can do multiple things, has gotten better and better and better.
And that dude's a baller. Right?
But now they have all these draft picks to add to an already dominant team.
Absolutely. And they could just sit there with Minshew is the backup and just allow him to be the backup and grow old as a backup.
He's a good backup.
Yeah, but you don't have to do anything. You don't need to go draft a backup.
Right.
You got a guy. Just keep him right there.
Something happens for 4 or 6 weeks, you're okay.
Two first round picks.
Yes.
One from the Saints, one second round pick.
And that Saints pick looking high.
One third round, one fourth, and then 2 7.
You got picks.
Wow.
You can package that up, and if you want to get cute, you can take one of them first-round picks and split it up and pick up some twos and some threes and build your roster.
Or even if you're like, we got too much, trade it, kick the can down the road, and now the following draft, you're going to start replacing pieces.
See? It's not that bad in Philadelphia after all.
That's pretty good.
Patrick.
I give Howie Roseman a lot of credit, because what he went through getting Carson Wentz out of there, that was a very controversial thing.
Like
people did not think that was the right move, and now look how it's panning out.
The Eagles had never won a Super Bowl. Howie Roseman put the team together that won the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
So I'm talking about, he caught a lot of heat from a lot of people during that time.
I guarantee those people aren't saying anything now.
No, I mean, he has had some stumbling things along the way.
He has, but if you win a Super Bowl as a GM for a team that's never done it, and then you tear it down and build it up again, and now this is what they look like, you did a whole lot.
Chip Kelly, though. Come on.
Okay. Chip Kelly. Nick Foles went with Chip Kelly, went 27 touchdowns, 2 interceptions.
Yeah, but all the other stuff.
Well, that's another thing.
Grucius.
That was Grucius, what happened back in the day.
Yeah, I was. First of all, y'all almost made me. Y'all just made me curse just now when y'all keep on poking fun at me.
First of all, Grucius might be a curse.
I'm working on two and a hook worth of sleep right now. Okay,
two and a hook. Baby. Can I tweak it a little bit? You know what I think it should be called?
Two and a hook. Man, I'm so tired. I'm looking at the clock. I'm sitting there going, man, can we get to?
You know what I think it should be called? Ingrucius. Ingrucius. Yeah, that's right. It's Ingrucius what just happened to Keith.
I'm looking at the clock. I'm like, man, we make the clock. Come on, and keep going.
Wait, the best was I wasn't going to say anything. I was going to let him write out. Max was right. Grucius?
Well, you guys give it to me whenever Grucius? I say something wrong.
But I said it wrong because I'm tired.
You guys do it to me when I do something. You guys always come on me.
What's this? What's,
have you ever Max gets mad across his head? Or his hand goes on his hip.
Max, have you ever tried to? Have you ever tried to? Have you ever tried to work a four-hour show on 2 hours sleep?
I've done that on no
We've
sleep.
We've done it on this show.
And I've done live events on no sleep. It's brutal.
It's brutal.
It's brutal. Because what you need, your faculties have to be sharp.
Especially after my plane got hit with lightning.
Literally got hit
my
with
ass
lightning.
Up.
So what was that like when the plane got hit with lightning?
It wasn't good.
Hey, Max, you ready for it? Hey, Matt, you look tired this morning. You okay?
No,
Do you remember that 3 years ago?
Jay never forgave
the loudest thing you ever heard, Max.
Yeah, when the lightning hit the plane.
Anything I ever done in life, God, please forgive me.
What do you grab onto when lightning actually hits your plane?
Someone grabbed onto you.
You get to a certain point, you can grab onto a chair, but the chair ain't going to help you.
I just grabbed and held on, man.
What you holding on to? What?
Man, I just was just, whew. See, man. And when you look around, you look at the wrong person.
Yeah.
That don't help.
They going to make you scared because they scared.
Let me tell you something.
And I got a lady.
Who has a look
it was
of confidence
a lady
after
across
you?
From me. A lady across from me, and she started praying, and I'm like, Lord, have mercy.
But here's the thing,
and then
guys.
I had a dude in front of me.
You can't control it. What are you scared of? You can't control it. Whatever happens, happens.
Max, doesn't matter.
Okay, real quick.
Not feel good.
We have 20 seconds, right? Real quick, I'm on a plane. I smell something. No one's saying anything. It's burning. I mentioned to the attendant, hey, something's burnt. Well, it's probably the microwave. Do you mind going and checking? She comes out 1 minute later. We have to make an emergency landing.
Stop.
The woman next to me squeezing my arm. What are you going to do? I'm not scared because one way or another,
so
you got no choice.
Only
in
because
it.
Of you. Yeah. That's why the plane made the emergency
landing.
I don't
know. Maybe someone else would have eventually smelled it.
I did a lot
it, but,
wrong in my life, but not this. Please.
Is the honeymoon over for Russell Wilson
almost
and the Broncos?
On the flight.
Key got his plane got hit with lightning. The whole thing shook and everything.
I'm still shook.
Yeah, I could imagine.
Y'all
We're
laughing.
Back in a matter
Y'all
of moments.
Y'all have been crying.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.